Matt Flynn, director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here are some of the nutty things that some Republicans are saying, and let me tell you the response. Remember, there's a guy named Dan Cox, C-O-X, who was nominated by the Republicans for governor of Maryland. Larry Hogan, the moderate, had put up someone else. The Democrats put in millions of dollars to get Dan Cox elected because they thought he would be more, he'd be easier to beat. But Dan Cox is a right-wing nut. And Dan Cox said he won't certify any elections that a Democrat wins. We're playing with fire because we thought that we were going to nominate Tom Perez, the former Secretary of Labor under Obama, but he came in second. The guy that did get nominated is a total unknown Democrat. Grew up in the Bronx, had a rough childhood, straightened himself out, found a nonprofit, and now we're putting him up for governor of Maryland. No political experience against an election denier. Democratic Party used millions of dollars to do that. It is unconscionable, unpardonable. Well, the idiot Cox, after the FBI executed the search warrant in Mar-a-Lago, said, quote, that he would use the state police of Maryland and the Maryland National Guard against Biden, end quote. Now, when you say against Biden, Cox, you'd better be careful. If you start making physical threats against the president, you should and could be arrested. When he said he'd use the state police and Maryland National Guard, let me tell you something. In the early days of the civil rights movement, the Eisenhower actually was pro-civil rights, the Republican, and John Kennedy, who succeeded him, would send in police to escort black students into universities and high schools in Arkansas and Alabama because they were excluded, and people would shout at them and say nasty things as they came into school. It was really bad. Well, one occasion, actually more than one occasion, the governors in those states would say, no, we're going to have the National Guard keep them out. Now, the National Guard is normally controlled by the governor, and the governors were segregationists. Well, Eisenhower and Kennedy said something that most people don't know, and that is the National Guard can be federalized, nationalized by the president, made part of our armed forces. So what Eisenhower and Kennedy did was, oh, really? Okay. You're going to use the Arkansas and Alabama National Guard for that? And they would send a directive. You are now federalized. You are now nationalized. You're under my control. Stand down. In some cases, made them escort them in. So I got word for Cox. Why don't you brush up on the law a little bit, Cox? You should try to use the, quote, National Guard, the Maryland National Guard, against Biden or anybody else. They will be nationalized. They'll be nationalized. They'll be federalized. They're not under your jurisdiction. And if you use the state police, even Alabama and Arkansas in 1960 weren't stupid enough to do that. But the ultimate criticism in my mind is the Democratic Party for engineering this guy's nomination when there was a moderate Larry Hogan type Republican who'd been endorsed by the Republican Party. And yeah, you can say she would have been harder to beat, but you know something? We put up a guy nobody ever heard of, and we didn't think that was going to happen because we were emulating what happened in Missouri and Indiana in 2012. Claire McCaskill and Joe Donnelly, who ran against really crude people. But these crude people didn't say that they wouldn't certify elections. The difference here is you have real dangerous people that we did this, and we did it in Pennsylvania. We did it against Peter Meyer in Michigan. Whoever decided that in the Democratic leadership should be fired. Ultimately, the chairman should be fired of the DNC, because nothing like this gets done without the chairman. And it is very, very wrong and very stupid. Another piece of stupidity, which I think is kind of funny, Rudy Giuliani was ordered by a judge, subpoenaed, to come and testify to a Georgia grand jury about the criminal attempts to overturn the election, specifically the extortion of Brad Raffensperger, whom Trump called up and said, you have to come up with a little over 11,000 votes or there's criminal consequences for you. And Giuliani wrote back with a doctor's excuse and said, I can't travel to Georgia. I can't fly per medical doctor so-and-so. I don't know if it was the same weirdo with the, it looked like he had a wig on, that was Trump's guy, who said he was the healthiest president since George Washington. I think it was a different guy. But in any event, come to find out, they found out that Giuliani had bought plane tickets to go to New Hampshire. So the judge goes back to Giuliani and said, you're coming to Georgia. Now, you think you can fly to New Hampshire and you can't fly to Georgia? Well, let me tell you something. Then you take a bus to Georgia, or you take a train to Georgia, or you take Uber to Georgia, but you get your hinder down to Georgia. And then they extended his testimony by a few weeks. You know, Giuliani, with some of these guys, you really have to wonder, they do such crude and stupid things. You know, lying about not being able to travel when they're buying tickets elsewhere. Things like, here in Wisconsin, Gableman insulting the judge and insulting a lady lawyer, and then going, I want taxpayers to pay my fine. I mean, at some point, is anybody bothered by this other than me? I think we are. I think a lot of us are bothered by it. But, you know, you have the guy in Maryland going, I'm going to use my police force against Biden. You know, that's got to be slapped down. First of all, the guy's got to be beaten. But the guy that we put up with is a very nice guy that nobody heard of and has no track record. So you got to be very careful about all this. Anyway, it looks like Giuliani is going to have to testify in Georgia. You get a little more time. And it was flat out bogus about the guy that he somehow couldn't travel. Absolutely bogus. You know, the other thing is this. Why would Trump, in terms of stupid things, lie and turn over 12 boxes of documents 7 months ago and hide the rest? You'd think he'd say, fine, here they all are. What do I care? I'll tell you why he would care, because if anything in those documents causes trouble for him, real embarrassment or criminal exposure for anything he did with money with a foreign leader, that's why he's doing it, in my view. That is why he is doing it. We're going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.